this great saint, this great feast day Mother Church gives us today, this festival of John the Baptist, his nativity, the one who was sent to prepare the way. And what the neighbors and their friends said about John the Baptist, what then will this child be? I can imagine every parent says that, thinks that about their child at the birth. What then will this child be? And maybe we can look to the life of John the Baptist as the model for each of us. So in a certain way, we can all live this life and fulfill this mission of St. John the Baptist, this precursor, the one who was sent to prepare the way. He was the voice of the one crying out in the desert, preparing the way for the Word of God to come. Each one of us, through our baptism, have become prophets, priest, prophet, and king. But the prophetic mission of each one of us to proclaim the saving message of Jesus Christ to the world. A prophet's not one who predicts the future or has an amazing or a crazy life or even one that wears crazy clothes and eats weird food. The prophet is the one who can speak the truth of Christ in the midst of the world, to interpret the signs of the times in the light of the gospel. The signs of the times today need the light of the gospel. We need prophets today preaching the saving message of Jesus Christ. John the Baptist was sent to preach the message of repentance, this message of conversion, of pointing out the error and the sin in the lives of the people and calling them to the fullness of life. As prophets, each one of us has this same mission. John the Baptist would go on to say one of the most famous lines, right? I must decrease and he must increase. Again, our message should be the proclamation, the glorification of Jesus in his holy name. This is the message of the Christian, calling the world to conversion and calling them to glorify the name of Jesus. Let's pray for the intercession of St. John the Baptist, for the courage and the boldness and the zeal to joyfully proclaim true life found only in Jesus Christ. There is no other way, but with him all things were possible. John knew it. All the angels and saints know it. Let the world know it today. Let's go out and preach Christ and him crucified, the only way to eternal life. Amen.